This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The specter of unwanted girls is raising its ugly head again as two Pakistan groups are discovering evidence of infanticide in garbage dumps, religious laws harshly punishing children for the acts of their parents, and a preference for boy babies are at the root of the discoveries. The Edhi Foundation and the Chiipa Welfare Foundation found that 99% of recovered forensic evidence shows that girls were almost exclusively targeted for abortion and infanticide because they are not boys. In other stories, Planned Parenthood is suing President Trump for diverting funds to abstinence programs over Planned Parenthood programs. The jury took the criminal manslaughter case against New York abortionist Robert Roe into deliberation Wednesday. Prosecutors pointed to greed, arrogance, and desperation, while Roe's defense team called the trial a lynching. This is Life News Radio.
The life issue needs you. When you take the time to make a well-informed stand, you may be surprised how many details come to life and how you become willing to naturally share that information in simple conversations. One of the best places to get started is probably your local church community. Another resource, our website, lifenews.com. Think through your position on life, make a stand, and get ready to be part of a culture of life.
The place where Alfie Evans died is being racked by scandals somewhat related to recent news. The lack of parental consent in the sale and storage of tissue from living patients or entire infant cadavers of post-mortem or post-abortive children seems to be a hallmark of Alder Hey Hospital. It is that lack of parental consent that connects with Alfie's story. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.